When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ray Fittipaldi going to join us in mere moments on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We are wearing purple today, though, for a great cause. This hour's game changer sponsor for our fight against domestic violence is Gherkin Roofing, the pickle. You can be a game changer, too. Go to 937thefan.com. Click on Fan for the Win. Donate there. In making a donation, you are symbolically adopting a family who is waking up on Christmas Day with none of their possessions, having left them behind in search of safety. Again, go to 937thefan.com. More on that coming up in the next segment, and we invite you to stay tuned because this is an incredible cause for a lot of women and children in the area who desperately are in need of our help. All right, let's talk about something less important, but we love it nonetheless, and that is sports. And we bring on Ray Fittipaldi. Ray, brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. Ray, of course, our Steelers insider from the Post Gazette. Ray, good morning. And did you watch Hard Knocks?
Mike Tomlin and I have something in common. We are both taking a hard no approach to watching.
Wow. Hard Knocks. So who with the Post Gazette was assigned the Hard Knocks watching? Because, I mean, you can't ignore it, Ray.
Really? You think we have to have somebody assigned?
I think so. I mean, you're getting content, behind the scenes nuggets there, man.
Here's the way I look at it. If something is good, it's going to be on social media. And what was the one this morning? Like, ooh, Russ is talking to George during practice. You know, like, oh, that's. I mean, I see this stuff every day. I don't have to watch it on TV at night.
Ray, do you think that Mike Tomlin, you know, for the people that are going to watch Hard Knocks, the people around the country, the people here in Pittsburgh, do you think Mike Tomlin could win over some people that aren't really Mike Tomlin supporters at the moment by the behind the scenes of some of the things you'll see on Hard Knocks? You think he'll, or does that even matter?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think he's going to win over Steelers fans in Pittsburgh because of that, but I think this is really good publicity for him on the national stage. And you know, quite honestly, I don't know that he needs publicity on the national stage. I think that's where most of his love comes from, to be quite honest with you. So you know, it's an interesting dynamic. I think he's going to be one of the stars of the show.
Oh yeah,
but he wants nothing to do with it. I mean, he couldn't get that mic off him fast enough Sunday after the game. I just behind the scenes, I get the feeling that he's trying to do everything in his power so the Steelers never have to do Hard Knocks again. So it's an interesting little situation there that he's going to be the star, but he absolutely hates the thing.
And it was very Steelers-centric this episode because they know they're not going to get opportunities to do this. I am now fully bought into, guys, the schedule being stacked the way that it was because of Hard Knocks. I mean, the NFL's official Twitter accounts are blowing this thing out. It's all over NFL.com. It's a big piece of propaganda, and they kind of screwed the Steelers in the process. But that's neither here nor there. All right, back to Mike Tomlin here, Ray. Is this his best coaching job, or at least among them? And do you think he's got a legit chance to win Coach of the Year?
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, honestly, I think it's overdue for him to win Coach of the Year. I don't really know how he hasn't in the past. So that's probably something that's going to happen this year. In terms of his best coaching jobs, yeah, I mean, I think it's up there. I think, you know, the big one that everyone's going to point to is the decision to go to Russ when they were 4-2, and, you know, maybe there was some, I don't want to say bickering, but maybe there were some dissenting voices in that building when that move was made. But you guys can see, I mean, it's a world of difference between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And I know it was popular after Sunday to put up the comparison on social media, Russ after six games, Justin after six games. But I don't care how close the stats are. You could just see with your eyes how different that offense is, how those guys respond to Russ, how he makes clutch plays in situations where they need him. So to me, if there's anything that's going to win Coach of the Year for Mike, I think it's, you know, what he did in October when he went to him after, you know, when he was healthy.
Ray, if you were to bet money for this game on Sunday, would you bet on George Pickens at some point losing his cool, or George Pickens not losing his cool at some point?
I mean, it's so fresh what happened in Cleveland, yeah. You know, with Newsom and a bunch of other guys on that defense. I would bet money something is going to happen. So, I mean, listen, I hate to say it because we all know the target's on his back, but as long as he doesn't do something extraordinarily stupid, like he doesn't kicked out of the game, and he produces, that's really what all the Steelers are looking for. You know, he almost cost them with that second unsportsmanlike against the Bengals. They got 0 points on that drive because of what he did, or at least partially because of what he did. So, you know, he's got to watch it, but I kind of get where Mike is coming from a little bit too. You know, like he's wired a certain way. He's competitive. You don't want to take away that edge from him, but you also want to calm him down and, you know, not put him in situations where he's going to cost your football team. So I like the edge. I just don't like him maybe doing some things that aren't smart on the football field. Like instead of like handing the ball to the guy, just, you know, go back to the huddle and use that other stuff for fuel for making a play the next play.
What did you make of Tomlin equating Joey Porter Jr. v. T. Higgins to that of Hack-a-Shaq? And is this a significant problem with Joey Porter Jr. that you think he'll be dealing with for the length of his career? Is this just who he is?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's unfortunate for Joey. He came into this league with a reputation, and, you know, the referees seem to, or the officials, I should say, seem to, I don't want to say have it out for him, but it seems like he's getting called for a lot of stuff. I thought one of the DPIs in the end zone was a little bit ticky-tacky, to be honest with you. I think the other one, he mugged him, you know, pretty good. I think it's kind of like George. Like, you want him to play a certain way. You drafted him because he's 6'2". He's a big corner. You want him to be physical, but he's also going to learn where that line is. And if officials are going to, you know, have it in for him, you got to back off and, you know, you got to adjust your game. So I think he's actually played okay for the most part. I think when you get 5 penalties, it kind of stands out. But, you know, if you take his season in totality after 12 games, I think if you want to put a grade on it, I'd give him like a B or a B minus at the worst. I actually think he's played pretty well for the most part.
Ray, has Broderick Jones been getting better?
Yes. I like the edge he plays with. I mean, he was 20 yards down the field during on one of those plays. I think it was a Najee run where he was just, you know, bulldozing defensive backs. So I love that part of the game. You know, there are still going to be some bumps in the road for him just in terms of technique and, you know, recognizing things on the line. I think you're going to have to learn to live with those mistakes. But I think he's on the right track. You know, Pat Meyer talked about it at the bye week. He's young. He's learning. But when you play with an edge like he does and you care the way he cares, he wants to be good, I think that's half the battle. So, he is getting better. And, you know, that's good news for the Steelers.
Last thing here for you, Ray. Mike Williams, you ever going to catch a football again?
Man, you know, Calvin Austin might not play this week. You know, he's in the protocol. You know, we'll probably know more Thursday or Friday with that. So if Calvin does not play, I think Mike actually slips right into his spot and maybe does get a few targets. But what it tells me that he's only been targeted once in four games is he's probably not getting open a lot. And if you go back to what he was doing with the Jets, he wasn't getting a lot of targets there. So maybe he just has to work at it. Maybe he's lost a step. I'm not sure what it is, but he might have an opportunity this week if Austin is down.
Ray, tremendous as always. We appreciate your time, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See you.
Take it easy. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Morning Show also brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company, where I saw a deer on my Guardian camera.
You did.
A big one. It was hanging out in my driveway overnight two nights ago.
Yeah. He would have... Good thing that you weren't walking out there whenever he was around. You'd have screamed.
He would have impaled me. You see how scared I am. I was terrified. We'll get into some of what Ray had to say as we move forward in this hour. We have a very special guest talking about an incredibly important situation. Going to join us when
you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back. We'll react to some of Ray Fittipaldo's comments coming up at about 8:35, but today is more than just about sports. Today is the Fans' Day of Giving. We are asking you to support us as we raise money for the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. Domestic violence does not discriminate. It affects adults and children of all ages, race, religion, financial background. Last year, the Women's Center and Shelter of Pittsburgh served over 7,500 adult survivors and children. And we are dedicating today to raise money to help with their holiday program to buy gift cards for those in need. It's so simple. If you can help, help. Just go to the homepage, 937thefan.com. Click on the Fan for the Win story at the top of the page. Click the donate button there. And I just tweeted it out as well, at underscore Adam Crowley on Twitter. And now we are joined by Nicole Molinaro, president and CEO of the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Thank you not only for having me, but for doing this amazing drive for our Adopt-A-Family program.
And we all wore
yep.
purple today
yes.
to raise awareness for domestic abuse victims. And you're bringing home the cake there.
Yeah. I try. I have on my Christmas purple sweater.
Perfect.
Yeah, are those llamas? Yeah.
I believe they are, yes.
I love it. Yep. I love it. So who do you serve? How many people do you guys serve annually? And who is affected by domestic violence?
So anybody can be affected by domestic violence. Domestic violence crosses all demographics. And we serve about 7,500 folks a year, primarily in the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. But obviously, this is not just a national problem, but a global problem as well. And there are domestic violence programs that serve every area within the country. So, you know, like I said, anybody can be a victim or a survivor of domestic violence. And the reason it's so important to have programs like this, meaning awareness programs, is to really be able to offer the help and hope that is so important for folks to have. Because there is help and there is hope. But oftentimes it takes talking to somebody who to safety plan and to kind of make a connection to what's going on in your life to be able to really accept that help.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Adopt-A-Family program?
I would love to. Adopt-A-Family is our annual holiday giving program. Last year, we served over 1,000 families, so 1,000 folks within families that are clients of ours. And we do so primarily with gift cards. And the reason for that is because we like to empower folks to buy whatever they want to buy for their kids. So, I mean, gifts are wonderful, but gift cards, you know, then you're able to choose what you want for your kids. And I mean, I have a 10-year-old, so I know for a fact they are choosy.
Yes,
This empowers you to buy what they want. Yeah.
Now, you said that you guys typically serve nearly 1,000. So the need has increased as the complexity, severity, frequency of domestic violence has increased. Is that correct?
Yes, that was well said. Unfortunately, during the pandemic, it really unleashed what has been called a shadow pandemic, and that is the increase in domestic violence
wow.
globally. And not only the increase in the frequency, but the severity and complexity as well. And then you pair that with, for instance, the increase in gun violence, the increase in other community problems, and then you really have kind of a perfect storm. So part of that as well is not just the, you know, all of the actual power and control that's involved in the cycle of violence, but also just the concrete needs that folks have. And that's where Adopt-A-Family comes in, because there are so many concrete needs when you are a survivor of domestic violence who's trying to leave or has left a violent relationship. And that's why programs like Adopt-A-Family are so important, because we're able to provide concrete help and concrete hope, in addition to safety planning and emotional support and support groups and legal help and all of the other services that we offer.
How important is the community to your work?
Oh my gosh, the community is incredibly important, whether we're talking about individuals, foundations, corporations, and especially on this program, I wanted to highlight the sports community. We have amazing support from the Pittsburgh sports community. Best of the Batch Foundation comes every year and delivers presents for the kids and does a party. They're incredible. We have the Pittsburgh Pirates who come. They've come and volunteered. They did a domestic violence awareness night at the ballpark this year. They've been promoting our Bright Sky app, which is an app that's available for your iPhone or Android to really help to identify domestic violence and get support and referrals from across the country. And then we also have support from the Steelers, both the Ladies of Steel, who are the partners of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They come every year and do a party as well for the kids and provide gifts. And then the Steelers themselves. So we have incredible support from the sports community. And then we'll add on to that 93.7 fans support of adoptive families. So it's wonderful.
When you were talking about the cycle before,
yes.
I mean, I know that I have read statistics in the past that, I mean, it's tough for victims to leave. Is that one of the reasons the purple and the awareness is so important, so that yes. you have this safe harbor for people to then know about?
Right, exactly. So domestic violence can be very insidious. It doesn't start with violence as soon as you go on a first date with somebody, right? That's part of the cycle, is it actually creeps into the relationship. And typically by the time somebody realizes that they're in an abusive relationship, they're already in love with the person. And so it's, well, what do I do, right? And so it's identifying those red flags and getting support and help to recognize when a relationship is not just abusive around power and control issues, in addition to that, when it's violent and dangerous. So that's why it's so important. Purple represents courage, bravery, help, hope, survivorship. And so that's why we always try to get the word out wearing purple, so that folks can visually see that there is help and there is hope.
Well, we're here to get people more involved. So how can people actually get directly involved with this program?
Absolutely. So as Adam mentioned, you know, there's a couple different ways. We would love for folks to go through your fan page. That's wonderful. And then 93.7 gets the opportunity to say, look how much we helped. It's amazing. You can also go to WCSPittsburgh.org. You can get involved that way. You can run corporate drives. You can run drives in your church, in your community, your neighbors. We have folks who do drives for adopt a family, in any configuration you can think of. We have folks who do that. So you can go to our website. You can go to 93.7 and whichever way is best for you to help.
Nicole, we appreciate you coming in. I mean, we were talking off air that you've dedicated over half your life to this cause.
Yes.
So we certainly appreciate all you're doing for the community, and thank you so much for coming in.
It is my pleasure. Thank you again so much for having me.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks, yeah, appreciate support. It a lot. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Inspiring. Go to 937thefan.com. Seriously, help out if you can. Not everyone can, obviously, but if you can, every little bit helps. And the link right there, like we said, on 937thefan.com. Coming up next, feels trivial now. We're going to get back into the Steelers and react to some of what Ray Fittipaldo had to say and something Jason LaConfora mentioned. Kind of dropped in a little nugget on yesterday's program. So that was a very important interview. It's an incredible cause. Fan for the win. Go to 937thefan.com and help out these victims however you can. And now back to our regularly scheduled hijinks. Texter. This supersedes Russell Wilson talk. This supersedes anything we're reacting to from Ray. Because as much as I love Fritos, this text here, it might make you gag. Texter. A little late to the party, but chili cheese Fritos with cottage cheese.
No. What are we doing?
Get out of here. Get out of
no.
here.
No.
You know what? I haven't
Who said that? Oh, it's Caboli.
Caboli. My friend Dale Lawley for the Steelers eats at training camp. Squirts Heinz ketchup into his cottage cheese. Swear to God. Eats it with a spoon.
Cottage cheese and ketchup, Doran. I can't do it right now.
I haven't had cottage cheese in a long time. And so maybe I would like it. You know what? I'm thinking about the curds, you know, those big hunks, those big curds right in the middle there. He's really going to get sick. Jason LaConfora joined us yesterday and threw out the Steelers could slap Russell Wilson with a franchise tag, Doran.
Yeah, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah. And then Pony tweeted out later today. Caller idea. How about you hit him with the franchise tag? Why didn't we think of that? Is that not the most obvious solution to what's not really a problem, but it's $41 million. You're probably going to have to pay him between $40, $45, $50 million anyhow for 3 years. He's 36. He's showing no signs of slowing down. He looks as good as he did in 2014. I'm not worried about the quality of the play. I'm worried about the injuries. And one of the most durable quarterbacks we've seen in our era. But this year, two injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed significant time.
And he's old.
He's old.
Well, you could probably do it twice then. So, but if you gave him a two-year deal, say like $80 million, in the, what is the tech? 40 something?
40, 41.
41. Like if you create, I don't know, I'm just throwing this out there. Like if you gave like most of it in like a signing bonus, then that would save you cap. But you couldn't do that with the tag,
yeah,
right?
If you made it, yeah, it's all guaranteed in right. the tag. And I don't know if he would think that it's a, you know, if it's disrespectful to him. Like, because if he does get hurt and then there's no next year and it could be the final year of his career. But that's what I'm guarding against if I'm the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, he knows business and he has to understand that the Steelers, like, I mean, the guy's going to be 36, 37 years old. I mean, I think that he understands business very well that way. And it wouldn't be I don't know. I think it all depends on what he does this year at the end of the year. Whenever it's all said and done and the football season is over, what did Russell Wilson accomplish? And then that's how it would go. Like, if it's like, all right, we won a playoff game, probably going to franchise him. If we go to Super Bowl, I'm signing him to like 3 years. I'm just going to do it. I don't know. You know?
See, even it, what at least this does is if he plays in the NFL next year and he wants to. He's only going to do it here. Because that was the question for Jason. Like, are they going to get outbid on this? Is someone going to outbid them? Well, they can't. Because you're going to hit them with the franchise tag, and then you'll have room to negotiate. And worst case scenario is you're playing on the franchise tag. He ain't holding out. So you can negotiate. No one else can be able to swoop in. I love the idea. And I mean, I would almost go year to year with him.
Yeah.
If he would accept it. But that would be the rub.
I don't see why he wouldn't. Because you're getting a significant amount of money.
Guaranteed.
And you're playing where you want to play. And you know, as long as Arthur Smith, and I think that's a little wrench into this. Like, if Arthur Smith is still around, I think he'll probably want to be here. If Arthur Smith leaves, I don't know if Russell Wilson is really, I mean, I know he likes Mike Tomlin, but do you really want to have to learn a new offense here? Or could you go somewhere with Arthur Smith? You know, I don't know. Like, I mean, somewhere where you're familiar with the offense coordinator that you do know, or somebody that you're connected to, I don't know.
I feel like, and this could be totally naive, this could be the fan in me coming out, the businessman just not existing. I feel like he should owe the Steelers something here.
He's giving it to him.
Now.
Yeah.
He's rewarding them now.
Yeah.
And so you think after this
it'll
year
be
then.
Clean.
It's clean.
Clean slate. Hmm. For sure. He's rewarding them. Look how he operated during the time that he was out too. And from all the stuff that
busted
we heard,
his ass.
All the stuff we heard about Russell Wilson being, you know, this in the locker room, not, you guys don't like him, you know, hearing the things what Sean Payton said about him, you know, just, you know, a bad seed in Denver towards the end of his career in Seattle, bad seed. I mean, he didn't say a word. He didn't do, you know, he went about his business. He didn't complain. He probably could have came back way sooner than they had him come back, too. He didn't say a word. He helped out Justin Fields. He's repaying them right now. He already has.
It's well-reasoned and argued by you. Put the tag
That's
on him.
That's good business.
Put the tag on him and negotiate something then. But if you want, preferably now, I'd have him play under the tag. And then if he's great, you do something like that again. I am not concerned about level of play. He could win the Super Bowl this year. My biggest concern would be still, can he stay healthy? He's moving around fine.
Well, he's
not
good.
Running a football,
Mm-mm.
but he's moving around really good. His pocket movement.
Yeah, it's good.
The touchdown to our friend Pat Freiermuth was beautiful. Pat sent us a video of his girlfriend making the dessert that apparently gave Najee Harris diarrhea.
I wonder if he'd let us tweet it so everybody can understand what the dessert was. It looked great.
It looked great. He did say that Najee got it wrong, though. It's not banana. It's pumpkin.
Yeah. How do you get that messed up? Pumpkin and banana?
Not the same.
No.
Texter, missed whatever earlier, but I love me some curdy cottage cheese, add some fruit, and just go to town. We've found a trigger for one door in here. Texter, cottage cheese, pineapple chunks, diced green bell pepper. You'll wonder why you never tried it.
No sense.
It's very protein rich, the cottage cheese. I'm trying some today. You want to have some cottage cheese? Well, I'll eat it in front of you tomorrow morning.
Add some Fritos in it. Why not?
That's true. All right, we're going around the NFL. Coming up next. That's brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh's trusted tire source since 2009. Just when you thought you got enough Aaron Rodgers, oh, baby, you're getting a lot more. That's next. Curdy cottage cheese. Doug Whaley going to be joining us from 9 o'clock until 10. It's a Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Flying.
Moving. Hump day.
That's right. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's talk to Doug a little bit about the franchise tag.
They're going to say Fritos.
With Russell Wilson. I bet you he's got a strong take on Fritos.
Yeah, the right take.
Which is what? That the originals suck and the off-brands are good? Or not off-brands, yes. But the variants are good?
Yes. It's literally like saying tortilla chips are better than Doritos.
Some, it depends on what mood you're in. It does. Sometimes I want a regular Frito. Especially like if I'm dipping, sometimes you go to Daisy Sour Cream Dip.
No, you can't dip. You're saying you're going to sit there and just eat them like they are.
Yeah, sometimes.
No dipping, no
sometimes
other,
I would
no
prefer that. Or if I'm on a date with my wife, we're having a nice Saturday night, and we're going to be snacking, and I'm going to try to, you know, get down to some brass tacks, some business a little later on. I don't want barbecue breath. Give me Frito breath. Regular plain Frito breath.
Shower up your mouth doing that.
Yeah, I'll listen to this guy's advice on what to eat before you're going or kissing your wife. What do you know about kissing my wife? Nothing.
Never mind.
Can we do this the around the NFL segment, please?
I kind of like this better.
Hit the music. Thank you. Brought to you by Champ Tires. Doran, you have any interest in Aaron Rodgers? Enigma.
I'm going to watch it.
Oh!
Right? I mean, you're going to watch it. We're all going to watch it. I just, you know, I do find you just brought up a great point earlier when you brought this this documentary up about, okay, like you're doing all this stuff and you want to get your body right in this healing, whatever he does, ayahuasca, but now you have cameras around you, so you have this all planned. Like, it's all fake.
Right.
Like, you're just a phony.
I can't stand the phony stuff. The phony stuff drives me nuts. Just, if you are a weird guy who wants to go sit in a cave for 3 days, go sit in a cave for 3 days. I don't need a camera there to because I don't think he's weird. That's not true. Let's rephrase this. He wants people to think he's more different than he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to have diarrhea and throw up for 48 hours, and it's going to totally open up my eyes to seeing the world a whole new different way. By the way, watch it on Netflix. Like, how could we? I'm so jaded, man. Like, Oh, I'm this free thinker. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm a special guy. Look at me. I'm getting awakened with ayahuasca. By the way, check out my Netflix documentary, which I'm sure he's making a pretty penny on.
A lot of money.
And he's got creative control. I thought The Last Dance was good.
Yes.
But when Michael Jordan has final say, like you're getting most of it. You're not getting all of it. Same way with Hard Knocks. You're getting good stuff. You're not getting the best stuff because the best stuff Tom and Stefanski, Taylor, and Harbaugh don't want out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the best documentaries are the independent ones that are going to see it through their own lens. But whenever Michael Jordan's telling the story and he's telling it his way and he has final say, whenever Aaron Rodgers is telling his story and he has final say, you're not getting all the good stuff.
No.
You're not. I wonder if his family gets interviewed in any. That would interest me.
Well, I heard that he doesn't have a great relationship with his
That's
family.
That's right. He doesn't talk to him. I watched The Bachelor with his brother.
His brother, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He came out well.
Yeah.
What's his brother's name?
Jordan.
Jordan Rodgers, him.
Yeah.
He goes back to his high school and he's looking in the trophy room. He's like, yeah, Aaron did this. Aaron did that. Aaron did this. Like, where's all the Jordan Rodgers stuff? Well, I ain't
He him. Actually was pretty good, right?
Probably.
I think he was.
He went to Vandy, didn't he?
I don't remember.
Smarty Pants.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Texter, original Fritos are only acceptable in a walking taco.
Correct.
Texter, Fritos smell exactly like dog paws and taste disgusting.
Exactly. They smell like nasty feet. They smell like your shoes whenever you don't wear socks.
My dog loves eating her paws, so it can't be that bad, if that is even true.
Hence the sour taste there, right? That's all. That all adds up.
What would you think about Fritos in a PB&J sandwich? Someone says to try that.
No. No.
All right. Tostitos. Scoops.
Okay.
Fritos. Doritos. Cheetos. Rank them. This is all because Tommen was hammering Fritos, not the original, but he was hammering what, the chili cheese ones in Hard Knocks.
So by themselves, or do I get to have salsa or queso with the scoops?
Plain.
Doritos, Cheetos, Fritos, Tostitos.
Not last. We're making progress on this one. All right. Coming up next, we'll get Doug's opinion on really important things, such as Frito flavors, and then also, hey, should the Steelers put the old franchise tag on Russell Wilson at the end of the year? What's he make of Joey Porter Jr.'s handsiness? What's he make of George Pickens-ness? That's all on the way. Full hour with Doug coming up next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by, can't find it, Sun Chevrolet. I should know that. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road in McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Today, a high of 37, low of 22, 65% chance of snow.